afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events for Monday, April 18th, 2022. Good afternoon, Butch.
Hello, Melody. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just great.
I'm glad to hear that. Why did you turn the heat down again? It was getting nice and warm.
Oh, I know, isn't it? It's cold. Ooh. It's like, is it going to snow?
They're calling for chances of snow. Yes, they are.
Really?
Yes, they are. I don't like it. I was enjoying it when it was warmer, but, you know, I tell people that if it's going to get cold, I just assume it stay cold until it's ready to get warm. That way the apples don't freeze and other fruit trees don't freeze off. I just hope that doesn't happen.
I know. But it did get cold. But gold is not cold.
I know.
Hold on, I just need to finish something here. Anyway, let's go ahead and see what gold was. Actually went over 2,000. How about that? And currently in the New York spot price, it cooled off. See, everything's cooling off, I guess. But it was hot this morning. $19.79 up $4. And again, we were at a high over 2,000. Silver.
What is the record at, by the way? Record gold price.
A little
2,000, wasn't it?
Yeah, 2,000. Yeah.
So we're about ready to break another record. Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Pretty much. Yeah. Anyway, silver. $26.37 was a high. We're currently at $25.93. Platinum was up $23 at $1,021. Palladium was up 71, $2,507. The USDX today was up 0.29 at 100.81. That's just cruising up. So is crude oil, up 0.95 at 107.90. Paper markets today, they were all positive in early morning trade. They came back from their lows. They just fell slightly, 40 points on the Dow, 34,411. S&P is basically unchanged. The NASDAQ was down 18 points, 13,332. Asia, the Hang Seng was positive. Other two were negative. Europe was all positive. That nuclear talk doesn't scare those Europeans, does it?
No.
Nah, it doesn't scare those guys whatsoever. And so that was, let's see what the bonds did. 10-year yield, 2.86. And again, Brent was up 112.99, so 113. What's natural gas is up again over 6%. Amazing. So that natural gas, whew, just keeps moving. You know, I had an interesting, I went to the gas station. I figured now as soon as the needle moves a little bit, I go get gas. That way it doesn't feel so bad. It only costs $20. Oh, it's only $20. Yeah. And I always get the higher octane. Finally, they came out and they weren't carrying the higher octanes in the 90s. They only had the 87, I think. And I said, how can you be out? Because, you know, nobody uses the higher octanes. I said, are you getting any in? And she really wouldn't answer my question. So I just thought that was interesting. That a gas station wouldn't carry. So the question is, was it available for them to purchase? Or are they just producing the lower octanes to keep the prices lower? I don't know. I just thought that was just weird. I've never went to a gas station where both higher octanes were out. You know. So anyway.
You know, our lesson I did on church this past weekend. I thought it was a pretty good lesson. It's entitled, The Beast, the Mark, and the Great Reset. And I was making a comment that when Marsh and I got married forever ago, if you had a 20-gallon gas tank, you could fill it up $5. That's what it costs, about 25 cents a gallon. Today, it would take $80 to fill up the same tank. Now, how much inflation is that?
Yeah.
Over those years, how much from $5 to $80? How much growth is that in the price of gasoline?
Well, I always shared this story when I was younger, and you know, I didn't have a lot of money and so forth. When I went to the grocery store to make, because if you do it once, you don't do it again. Where I had picked up too many things and I didn't have enough money to grocery store, so I had to put some things back. I was like, well, that's not ever going to happen to me again. So what I started doing is I started, you know, just figuring each item costs so much, and you know, and it always was true. And I can remember starting out, each item costs a dime. So I go, oh, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70. Yeah, okay, we're good. And then a dollar. Last time I really did that, it was $5 per item. And I'll guarantee you, if I'm going to have to do it again to see exactly where we're at, I bet it's $10.
I wouldn't doubt it. And part of the lesson I taught the other day, too, that inflation is man-made. Now, once in a while, it may be a lack of a good or a demand be high, but that's rare. When the money is sound, it doesn't change.
No, it doesn't.
So inflation is man-made. Inflation with fiat currency is easy to make, and they're doing it. Obviously, folks, take a look at what's going on around you. We have no money. We have a fake fiat currency backed by nothing. And I got thinking also, a silver eagle... A silver dollar a day is worth about what right now? Would you say silver dollar equal to silver dollars? About 35.
I mean,
you almost have to
base it on what the spot price is. So because there's so much wholesale premium built in them, and it's a little distorted. So, but even if you use the spot price of $26, you can make the same point.
All right. So I have a $100 bill here. I have it laminated, May 1950.
For an ounce of silver.
It says that this bill is. You can take any Federal Reserve Bank and get lawful money. Now, that's what this says right on the bill. In other words, a $100 bill is not lawful money, but it's backed by lawful money. You can take this to the bank and get $100 of silver with this $100 bill made back in the 1950s. Well, you stop and think of it at, say, $25 per dollar now. Multiply that times 100. Your $100 bill back in the 1950s was worth $2,500 today. Now, that's something people need to think about. And that's not been forever ago, Melody. But you could get a silver dollar. You get 100 silver dollars for they're exchanging that coupon. Say $100 on it, get it lawful money. What today, you get nothing back because it's not silver. That's not real silver. But you could today's silver bucks is worth, what, $25 a piece minimum. So $2,500 is what the $100 was worth back in 1950. So don't tell me that we haven't been eaten by inflation in my lifetime.
And, you know, speaking of which, price of corn hits a 9-year high.
Whoopee.
Well, whoopee. I mean, think about feeder corn and think about everything else that's going on out there where everything else is going on. The surge price hit another milestone this morning as the cost of global commodities. The contracts for July corn futures were trading above 8 per bushel on Monday. This is the highest level since September 2012. And the contracts were starting near $6 at the start of the year. So that's how much that corn has gone up. And again, you know, corn is just one of the several agriculture commodities that we've seen surging prices in recent weeks. And, of course, they all blame the war in Ukraine.
because
Ukraine is a major exporter of wheat and sunflower oil. And you have Russia as a key producer of wheat. And many of the chemicals that are used in fertilizer, you know, so that is leading futures, to bet that higher input costs and more demand for corn is going to drive the price up. And but even before the war, we saw these upward pressures on these items with the supply chain disruptions and the higher transportation costs. That are contributing to inflation. And you're right, in the beginning, we say it is a man-made. I mean, we do have a fiat currency. So, you know, it multiplies when you have these other things going on. Some of these other things, supply chain disruptions, that should be just temporary. You know, a lot of these, but once these prices go up, they'll never come back to where they were. Never.
That's very
never.
True.
And not only that, with Biden, I mean, what is wrong with this guy? You know, last week he announced that the administration was going to temporarily allow the sale of higher ethanol gasoline. So that means more corn. And that would raise the corn prices too. And other food. It's not going to do that much to gasoline prices, but your corn prices will go higher. Your grain prices will go higher. Your meat prices will go higher. And he's really not helping the gasoline prices to go lower at all. I mean, it's just, and you got an article there too about, oh, they're going to allow more land leasing.
Yes.
But there's a caveat to that too. But yes, do you want to?
Go ahead and share it if you want to. That's all right.
Well, no, go ahead and start it, you know, okay. Because I don't have the info, but I, you know,
let me find the article right here.
There's caveats to it. Okay. So everything he's doing to, you know, make people think that he's doing these things to lower the cost of gasoline, it's only going to make it go higher.
Well, it says, Washington resumes oil and gas drilling leases on federal land. Yeah. U.S. government, under pressure to lower gas prices, announced Friday it will resume the sale of leases for oil and gas drilling on federal lands while imposing new conditions, including the first hike in royalties in more than 100 years.
Yep.
Shortly after coming to office in January 2021, President Joe Biden, who has made fighting climate change one of his priorities during the campaign, had proclaimed a moratorium on grants for new drilling leases on government-controlled land and waters pending review. The Interior Department said in a statement that starting last week, it will auction some 173 parcels representing about 144,000 acres in 9 states after making several changes. That area is 80% less than had been under consideration for leasing. The administration will also increase the royalties companies must pay on hydrocarbons extracted 12.5%, the rate that had been in place for at least a century, now is 18.75%. And companies interested in drilling will also have to meet new requirements such as consulting with Native American tribes and compliance with best available science for analysis of greenhouse gas emissions. So, yeah, folks, he reopened it with a caveat with the oil companies that if they're going to do it, it's going to make prices even go up. So, he had to back up. He had these words. He said he'd never do that. But he's still not really giving it free rein to work.
No, he isn't. Yeah, and it's just really a joke. So it's not going to have any impact on gasoline prices at all. But
well, how can you say it? You cannot trust a politician. how many ways can you say that? Especially one with the liberal mindset that he has, what mind he has got. How do you get people to understand that? You just can't trust them. There's always something that they're going to do to cause more problems on the other way. It may look like he's trying to do something, but he's not. You can't trust these guys.
The big print giveth and the little print taketh away.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. I don't want to make people get upset, but we're going to share a little bit more. Men, oil is going back up again, obviously. We dropped down to $3.979. Our gas is really cheap now, Melody. It was $4.109. But anyway, it's still $4 a gallon. And it's frustrating when you have to take a trip that used to be able to, you know, no problem, pay for it and take the trip to go to the doctor. I take Marsha about 3 hours north of us to the doctor Thursday. Used to be, you know, it's no big deal for gasoline. But now it's a big deal for gasoline. I'm feeling the pinch myself in finances. Everything else is going up. The electric bill is going up. Everything else is going up, along with it. Food prices are going up. So I'm feeling the pinch. Maybe some people aren't, but I am.
Yeah.
And it's just getting started.
Yeah, it's just getting started. And if I don't know how much of this is just propaganda, but let's see who was the it's out of the U.S. Sun, so I'm not quite sure how accurate that would be. But Putin's nuclear bomber flies close to the Ukraine border.
Yes.
So is that true or isn't it true? I don't think people believe it so far. You have Zelensky of Ukraine urging anti-radiation pills. That's from the Mirror, so I'm not quite sure you know, how much credibility to give of these people, but this says he has warned Ukrainians to prepare for a possible Russian nuclear attack. And he did tell the world we must prepare.
Yeah, he did.
For that bleak scenario, if for a nuclear war. So
there's a lot going on in the ship that supposedly that the Ukrainians sunk, you know, that belonged to the Russia. Mm-hmm. Many people there are supposed to be in the know, said that was another Gulf of Tonka incident that never really happened. If those who know anything about Vietnam know that's what got us in the Vietnam War. So I don't know. I'm not there. I can't say either way. But I do not trust anything the news reports. I have to double check it. Even for Good Morning, I got to double check it.
Well, you know, that was, I think the Mirror had reported that story, too. But it has already cost us almost $1 billion, if not over $1 billion, probably over $1 billion, because, you know, we're not going to get the full scoop on exactly what has been spent and what has been sent over there so far. We are involved in that war.
Oh, yes, we are.
We are at war. And it's what are people willing to pay is the question, Butch. Well, I mean, it's all okay to root for Ukraine, but I mean,
well, as long as they keep believing that the news media and they're, oh, we don't mind paying more to save Ukraine, they have no idea what really happened in Ukraine. No idea.
They don't. Nope.
Yeah, and it's just a sad situation that we're in, that we're that easily to see. But Melody, I taught this in Bible study also Saturday. We are probably one of the most ignorant populations in the world when it comes to truth, what's happening in the world, because we have a news media that's controlled, and that's just the way it is. And there's no point even any longer in my mind in trying to kid ourselves, because we are totally deceived.
Well, it's not any different than any of these other communist nations and so forth. Their TV, their media and news is all controlled by government, and so is ours. You know, all these stations are all government promoted and supported.
Well, apparently, Syria is going to be sending troops to Russia to help fight the Ukrainians. So that's out of the Middle East. I had the article somewhere. I'm trying to find it. I can't find it. Anyway, Syria is getting involved now. That's bringing in the Middle East interest. So this could escalate something that we don't even want to think about. I mean, this is huge. The Middle East already is a hot spot for anything to blow up. You know, to take off in any direction. Now they said that they're going to send troops in to help Russia fight the Ukrainians. I don't know, but that's what they're saying.
And I'm saying we're heading into a break, so we'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Please make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com. dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for a weekly newsletter. Heading into the break, we were talking about, the warnings of nuclear war. And what's the cost are we willing to pay to become, to agitate, and to allow this to happen?
And well, along the same lines here in agitate, U.S. officials admit they literally just lying to the public about Russia. This NBC News has a new report out citing multiple anonymous U.S. officials who say the Biden administration has been rapidly pushing out intelligence about Russia. Russia's plans in Ukraine that is low confidence or based more on analysis than hard evidence, or even just a plain or just plain false, in order to fight an information war against Putin. The government's deliberate lies included impending chemical weapon attacks, Russia's plans to orchestrate a false flag attack in Donbass to justify the invasion, Putin's advisors misinforming him, and Russia seeking arms supplies from China. Journalist Caitlin Johnstone conclude that NBC revealed that the government is lying so that the public will accept the lies, and those in power can begin openly manufacturing the consent of the public to be lied to for their own good. NBC News has a new report out citing multiple anonymous U.S. officials humorously titled, "In a Break with the Past, U.S. is Using Intel to Fight an Info War with Russia, Even When the Intel Isn't Rock Solid." So that should tell you something. I mean, It's just, we're being lied to. Husky put it. They're lying to us. And for whatever reason, we may want to try to figure out what it is. They're still lying to us.
They are. As they normally do so well. So it's really hard. I mean, yeah, I think there's things going on. Yes, I do think people are dying and so forth and whatnot. But they are really promoting this war in a way that I don't ever remember a war ever being promoted. Even the Iraq war. Maybe the Iraq war, but I don't know, Butch.
If the West wants World War III, they will get World War III somehow or another. They'll get us conned into it somehow, trick us into it like they did with World War II and Vietnam, others, and World War I also. These were all set up to bring us, to get the people interested in going to war, make them outraged enough to go to war. So what do they got to do? If they want it, they'll get it. And that's the scary part of it. That's the scary part. There are mad men out there that really don't care if they slaughter hundreds of millions of people. They don't care. So we'll see. And this, back to the economic part of it, stagflation fears soar as World Bank slices global growth outlook. The World Bank just sliced its forecast for global economic expansion this year, blaming Russia's invasion, there we go again, of Ukraine for the outlook shift. Well, I can't remember back just a few months. To remember what we were talking about inflation back in January, the beginning of February, before all this started. We were talking about the same inflation, folks. It was happening. It's not the war. It was mostly because of the COVID lockdown. But anyway, the Washington-based institution cut its estimate for global growth in 2022 to 3.2% from a January prediction of 4.1%. President David Malpass told reporters on a call on Monday that the decline was spurred by a cut in the outlook for Europe and Central Asia, which include Russia and Ukraine. With inflation continuing to soar and the Fed only tiptoeing into the rate hikes and QT, stagflation anxiety globally is exploding. The cut in growth has prompted calls for ever more money to be pumped into various economies, which will, of course, do nothing to tame inflation. No, it'll make it worse. As Bloomberg reports, Malpass expects to discuss a new 15-month crisis response package of $170 billion to cover April 2022 through June of next year, with the bank's board in coming weeks with about $50 billion of this amount to be deployed in the next 3 months. This is a continued massive crisis response given the continuation of the crisis, he said, adding that the new initiative will exceed the $157 billion mobilized for the initial phase of the COVID-19 pandemic. Malpass's comments and plans come ahead of the International Monetary Fund and World Bank spring meetings taking place this week in Washington, where food security, inflation, debt, and the shock of Russia's invasion of Ukraine are set to feature. For now, all the solutions to growth problems appear to only make the food security problems worse. But since when have the repeated lessons of the past ever stopped a good spend fest? They want to sock more money into it to fix it. The whole cause is that. Well, And you probably saw this, but federal tax collection set a new record through March.
They did.
Let this sink in. Yeah, they did. And I thought people, I don't know, how come all of a sudden the federal tax is going up so high? Because people make more money now because they make more $50 an hour instead of $10 an hour. Is that why they went up? I don't know. But $2,121,987,000 up through March of fiscal year 2022. $2 trillion. Wow. And that we're still we can't touch the debt. I mean, we're so far behind. That's like a drop of water in a bucket compared to the ocean. It didn't do any good. But over $2 trillion collected in 3 months from who? Weens. Wow. Amazing.
You know, it really is, and it's funny because, you know, a lot of it there, I think they're saying because of the stimulus that was sent out to everybody, you have to pay taxes on it. You know, I don't know.
Well, do they pay taxes for sure?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, I thought it was still up to the debate.
Depending on, yeah.
Wow. And we know, as you said, oil prices are going up again, obviously. You said oil spike erases Biden SPR benefits. Now what? You know, on the heels of lower Russia output, sanctions and snubs of Urals crude despite record discounts, and Libya's oil production plunging by more than 500,000 barrels a day amid a wave of political demonstrations engulfs the OPEC members' energy industry. Oil prices have extended their gains this morning, with WTI now erasing all of its lower price benefits from Biden's SPR release plan announced in late January. It also appeared Biden's relenting on ethanol and land leases has done nothing at all for now. And it's not. But that SPR release was like another drop in the bucket. That wasn't enough to change anything. Not no more than a day anyway. But the gas prices are going to start going up again. They dropped for a few cents. They're going back up again, folks. Believe me, they're going up and probably higher. The entire term structure for the price of oil after 2027 is increased in cost. Now, they already predicted that for the next 5 years, it's going to continue going up. I don't like that. What are you going to do?
I think we're pretty much on this path, and we're not going to see any change. I don't see how anything can improve.
I don't either. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just don't see how anything can improve. I mean, when you're looking at the oil problems, I mean, even if the war stopped in an hour, it's not going to change.
No, it's not. No, I was talking to a cattle farmer that I get some cattle from once in a while, and we were discussing how if everything corrected right now and we got back on a regular schedule, it would take at least 2 years to catch up for food production, for animals and everything else. Crops don't grow overnight, Bill. You got to plant them, sometimes plant in the winter, sometimes spring, but it's going to take a couple of years to get back in the pipeline, so to speak. This article says Black Swan event. Top U.S. fertilizer producer hit with rail delays to Midwest. Well, guess where most of the food comes from, folks? The Midwest. A fertilizer supply shock is imminent for U.S. farmers as CF Industries Holdings, Inc. warned Thursday that rail shipments of crop nutrients will be reduced to top agriculture states, which couldn't come at the worst time as the Northern Hemisphere spring planting season is underway. The world's largest fertilizer company said Union Pacific has hit it with railroad mandated shipping reductions that would impact nitrogen fertilizers such as urea and urea ammonium nitrate shipments to Iowa, Illinois, Kansas, Nebraska, Texas, California. Union Pacific told CF Industries without advance notice to reduce the volume of private cars on its railroads immediately. This means CF Industries had to decrease shipments by a whopping 20% to stay compliant. The time of this action by Union Pacific could not come at a worse time for farmers, said Tony Wheel, president and chief executive officer of CF Industries. Not only will fertilizer be delayed by these shipping restrictions, but additional fertilizer needed to complete spring applications may be unable to reach farmers at all. By placing this arbitrary restriction on just a handful of shippers, Union Pacific is jeopardizing farmers' harvest and increasing the cost of food for consumers. The move is particularly problematic for the Midwest, where 90% of corn and 80% of soybeans are produced in the U.S. The region is a critical node in the global food system, and tightening the fertilizer supply will only drive up food prices by shrinking harvest. I mean, you were talking about corn, of course. Well, 90% of corn is grown in the Midwest, 80% of soybeans. So I'm just curious as to why did they drop the railroad cars? Why would they all of a sudden just say we're not going to furnish the transportation? What's behind that, Millie? Why are they doing that?
Well, what do you think?
I would say it's got to be a man-made idea to cause food problems. Did the cars just all of a sudden not work any longer? Can they afford the fuel to haul it? That doesn't make any sense. They're willing to pay for it. So why would Union Pacific just cut those railroad cars?
Let's ask Warren Buffett.
Yeah, there you go. And ask Bill Gates, that owns about 300,000 acres of farmland. Why not ask him? I mean, this is for real stuff, and it's right now. It's not coming next week, next year, 10 years from now. It's happening right now. So there's a reason for that, folks, and I don't want they don't even claim to give a reason here. They just cut it. What's the use to give it? I mean, to make up one, people probably would know that the railroad cars just didn't fall apart, or the cost of fuel they can't haul it because the farmers are going to, the people that are going to buy the fertilizer will pay for it. So what is it? I don't know. I think it's a man-made procedure to make food costs go up. Why they want to do that, I have no idea. But what can I say?
Well, the citizen, we will pay for it, and, you know, they get wealthier and wealthier. Prices go up, but the production stays the same, or to produce it stays the same, or it goes up. But we end up all paying for it, and they just continue to get wealthy, just like they did, just like the old saying, the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. That is...
And the guys on the lower end, which is us, get stuck with the bill.
Yeah.
Yep. And different topic, another huge problem, U.S. arrest 210,000 migrants at Mexican border in March, rivaling record highs. They arrested 210,000. How many got through they never saw? I would say at least that many more.
Probably.
You know, at least that many more. The U.S. border authorities arrested 210,000 migrants attempting to cross the border with Mexico in March, the highest monthly total in two decades, and underscoring challenges in the coming months for the U.S. President Joe Biden. The March total is 24% increase from the same month a year earlier, when 169,000 migrants were picked up at the border. The start of a rise in migration that left thousands of unaccompanied children stuck in crowded border patrol stations for days while they were awaiting replacement in overwhelmed government-run shelters. Biden, a Democrat who took office in January 21, pledged to reverse many of the hardline immigration policy of the Republican predecessor, former President Donald Trump, but struggled with both operationally and politically with high numbers of attempted crossings. Republicans who hoped to gain control of the U.S. Congress in November 8th midterm election said Biden's rollback of Trump-era policies has encouraged more illegal immigration. I don't care what the reason is. We're paying for it. Again, I think this is a move, intentional move, to undermine America even further. That's my opinion. What's yours?
I mean, yeah, the numbers are amazing. But they don't do a whole lot of comparison for previous years, and I keep wanting to do that pull-up. I try to, but I always get distracted by work and to see exactly, you know, what have been the numbers in the past.
Well,
for comparisons. We've never seen the pictures like what we're seeing. The videos that we see with the people coming, I mean, it truly is shocking. It really is. And the release and busting them. I mean, we always knew they bust them, you know, to the various parts of the country and just let them go and so forth. But,
well,
it should be again, an eye opener to people.
It should be. It really should be.
Should be.
And it's to show that the nation is just disintegrating in front of our eyes. A Robin Hood mentality emerges on the streets of America as gangs of thieves start to prey upon the rich. See, in the old days, we used to enjoy movies in which Robin Hood would take from the rich and give to the poor. But in the real world, things are not supposed to work that way. In a civilized society, I know that, in a civilized society, which are just quickly falling from that status, property rights are supposed to be respected. Unfortunately, that the U.S. is booming and becoming less civilized with each passing day. At this point, the Robin Hood mentality is starting to emerge all over America. Highly organized gangs of thieves are specifically searching for wealthy targets, and those targets are often being followed all the way home before being attacked. I suppose that thieves must think that it makes a great deal of sense to target the wealthy, because robbing the rich is certainly a lot more lucrative than robbing the poor. In Los Angeles, the police are openly admitting that over a dozen gangs are specifically targeting individuals that appear to have a lot of money. More than a dozen Los Angeles gangs are targeting some of the city's wealthiest residents in a new and aggressive manner, sending out crews in multiple cars to find, follow, and rob people driving high-end vehicles or wearing expensive jewelry, according to police. In many cases, they're making off with designer handbags, diamond-studded watches, and other items worth tens of thousands of dollars, if not more, and then peddling them back in black market buyers who are willing to turn a blind eye to the underlying violence, police said. That is a sign of decaying society. I'm sorry. I don't like to say that, but our nation is decaying morally, and when they're without morals, nothing will stand. Individuals, families, and nations cannot stand and have a moral basis that is unchangeable and based on something that makes it unchangeable, like the laws of God. We've lost that, haven't we, Melody?
We have, and I'll tell you, it's... You know, they just you talk about gangs. You know, everybody says, "Oh, these gangs, these four gangs." Why don't they do something about these gangs?
Well, because
why don't they
get,
why don't they run them out of the? You know, because most of them probably aren't legal. Probably aren't. We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC Talk talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. And we were just talking, coming on to, if you happen to hear us, about that police shooting of that person. And listening to some of the mainstream media on the liberal stations this morning, I mean, the discussions was this cop was out there hunting them down, looking for it, looking to kill somebody that day. And I'm thinking, what is wrong with these people? And when you know, we're all told when you're young, you don't resist arrest. You know, you don't do things, number one, to get arrested. But if you get stopped by a police officer, it's, yes, sir, what did I do wrong? And then you fight it if you didn't do wrong. You were told to at least respect.
Sure.
And then you had the courts to fight it out in if they were wrong. And yes, there's bad cops out there, but not everyone is bad. And I don't know. It's going to be another Floyd situation.
More unrest coming. More unrest coming.
Yeah. Yep. And it was funny listening. And it was funny. They were up there talking about, and the BLM were there peacefully demonstrating. And they had to make it a point to say that they were peacefully demonstrating. And I'm thinking, well, for how long?
Yeah, exactly. I keep wondering who put those stacks of bricks on the streets, too. I mean, where'd those bricks come from? But anyway, yeah. Makes you wonder. UK households obliterated by inflation, storm as living standards plunge. And we know this is happening, of course, in UK too, because they depended a lot on what Russia had coming out. Living standards in Britain continue a death spiral as wages fail to outpace inflation amid soaring energy costs, according to new data. Bloomberg, citing data from the Office of Financial Statistics, said average earnings, excluding bonus, for February dropped 1.3%, the most since 2013. Negative real wage growth indicates means that Britons are falling behind despite a strong labor market. Unemployment fell to 3.8% in the 3 months through February, the lowest since 2019 and on a par with levels from the 1970s. However, the hot labor market will force the Bank of England to raise interest rates in May, which could hinder economic growth. The squeeze on incomes comes from several factors, including soaring energy, food and shelter prices, and tax hikes. Tax hikes, go figure. They tax them when they're down. But anyway, household incomes are being obliterated as wages fail to keep pace with the aspiring cost of living, said Francis O'Grady, General Secretary of the Trade Union Congress. We can't go on like this. The Chancellor must come back to Parliament with an energy emergency budget to help people through this crisis. High inflation has pushed the UK misery index and economic indicators to gauge how the average person is doing. The three-decade highs, a sign discontent is emerging. That's, what can you say to that? I mean, that's a sign of the time. Of course, people are going to get discontented. And Melody, we talked about this before. And by the way, there are hints that America is not too far from this. It looks like Sri Lanka has declared bankruptcy. Have you seen that?
I have.
And the U.S., I'm understanding from sources that I have, they're good sources, that it's going to happen here. We're starting to default on debt. Sri Lanka's government suspends all external debt payments, signaling bankruptcy. Due to impacts of COVID-19 lockdowns and Ukraine war, Sri Lankan government announced on Tuesday a temporary suspension of repayment in all external debts, about $51 billion, due to the worsening economic crisis in the country caused by the COVID-19 pandemic and the Ukraine war. We have lost the ability to prepay foreign debt. It has come to a point that making debt payments are challenging and impossible, Central Bank Governor Manadol Warsingi said at the media briefing. Sri Lanka's foreign reserves stood at $1.93 billion last month, but it has around $4 billion in foreign debt payments that are due this year, according to BBC. 500,000 people have sunk into poverty since the pandemic, with rising costs forcing many to cut back on food, The Guardian reported. Hundreds of thousands have been protesting throughout the country for more than a week, urging President Rajapaksa and his government to resign immediately. Folks, there we go. Okay, that's just one small country. I realize that. But it's one of the first dominoes to fall. And so what do? It's just what it is. But America is not going to be far behind that. As a matter of fact, that's going to be part of the Great Reset. That's why they're going to have a Great Reset. They have to do this in order to bring on the Great Reset so people accept this Great Reset for their own good. It's amazing how people become frightened, and they'll follow whatever they're told to do just because they're too afraid of the consequences. They don't. How do you think the beast is going to rule the world, folks? The system is going to take over the world and cause people to do things they shouldn't do without fear. Fear is a great motivator. It works very well. And now we're going to see nations starting to declare bankruptcy. Any comments on LD?
No, I mean, you can't have this amount of debt worldwide and think everything is just going to continue as usual. And it's, you know, the central banks around the world, what they have done. I mean, and no one will, and after it happens, no one will be held accountable for what they've done.
Oh, no,
you can't,
no, no, no.
For decades, you've had central banks give this easy monetary policy to the Wall Street and governments just to keep things afloat. Now what? You know, they've gotten to the end of their rope. There's not a whole lot they can do. They're going to start pulling back this money from Easy Street for decades. It's not going to be a pretty sight. And then, and that's just one of the things that's going to happen. But is that going to be the one that drops that first domino? Or is it going to be a nuclear war that drops the first domino, or what will be that one event? Where will it all happen at once? Everything.
Well, Klaus Schwab himself said. Now, this is a video I played it this weekend at Bible study as part of the lesson. Klaus Schwab said that people are going to be angry at first, but by 2030, and he said 2030, folks, 8 years away or less, you'll own nothing and be happy. Now he said, he said it. I didn't say it. See, the first people are going to be angry. Like they are right now, they're rioting in places right now all over the world because of different situations, mostly because of inflation. Here's an article that says Germany's economic minister warned. Go ahead.
But you know what? They use fear. And you got to remember, he's one of them. So you do have to be careful with what he says. But the thing
is,
if it's fear, you're not angry if you're fearful.
Well, that's true. But, you know, getting angry. Well, look what happened when we had with the big convoy in Canada. Nothing changed.
Nothing changed.
If anything, the people that maybe even part of now are fearful of doing anything else because they didn't help anything. They risk everything, and they saw people go to jail over it. So what's the use to even try again? Same. I had the U.S. convoy went into Washington. What, about a month and a half ago, 2 months ago?
Never heard a peep.
No, never heard a peep. So what's the use? People are going to figure, what's the use to fight it? We just will give in.
There'll be some
who fight it, but not the masses. They'll get angry, but they'll be...
The people who already have nothing. They're the ones that will be, you know, I shouldn't say, I don't know, but usually it's, and that's what we're seeing now are those, you know, the stealing, the robbing, the everything like that. They're the angry ones.
Oh, yes. Yes, and a lot of them are immoral ones, too. But, yeah, you're right. No, I don't want to see this happen, folks. It's going to happen. Klaus Schwab has a plan, and he is a one-world order, one of the head men of the people that runs this thing. I mean, he's head WEF. What do you think? But Germany's economic minister warned of unrest if Russia gas is immediately cut off. So this is happening in different countries. Federal Minister of Economics Affairs and Economic Action Robert Habeck confirmed Russian assessments that Germany's immediate cutoff of that country's gas would provoke unrest in the heart of that European leader. He revealed in an interview that an immediate embargo of Russia on Russian natural gas would threaten social peace in Germany, though such a scenario is indeed seriously being considered due to the immense pressure. Now, pay attention to this, people. Here we go. Due to the immense pressure being put upon the EU by the American overlords as of late, America is instigating another war. Another contributing factor is the bloc's reluctance to comply with President Putin's geoeconomic judo move late last month that newly designed unfriendly countries such as EU's members pay for gas with rubles. All this goes to show just how fundamentally Russia's ongoing special military operation in Ukraine changed the geostrategic situation in Europe. Prior to the onset of the campaign, the bloc was already experiencing massive unrest driven by the advice population's refusal to continue complying with that, with what many of them regard as the politically motivated epidemiological policies imposed by their governments. Now, however, Germany might descend into an even more intense crisis in the event that the U.S. successfully, there we go again, the U.S. successfully pressures it to immediately cut off imports of Russian gas. This prediction that was just made by none other than its own Minister of Economic Affairs should lead to a rethinking of Russia's assessment. Now, folks, America is pressuring Germany into not buying any more or letting Russia ship any more gas to them, which will cause Germany's economy to fall apart. People get angry. And what can that lead to? America has got her nose stuck in between people's businesses all over the world, and almost every time they get involved, they cause war. Any comments, Melody?
Why are we protecting Ukraine so much?
We got a lot of money invested in Ukraine. That they laundered a lot of money for us also.
Yeah.
And Biden's are really big in Ukraine. You know that.
Yeah, they are.
So and we're seeing more come out about the truth about Biden's son's laptop and all things like that. We will see what happens. But we are sitting on a powder keg.
We are.
Anything could happen. But on the common sense side, did you see what France did? France has repatriated all its monetary gold. Smart move. The Central Bank of France has covertly repatriated 221 tons of gold between 2013 and 2016. Since then, all of its monetary gold is stored in La Sauterne in Paris. Repatriating all gold is related to France's aim to revamp Paris as a gold trading center. Gold's role in international finance and geopolitics has changed dramatically since 2008. The great financial crisis reminded central banks of radical uncertainty and the humbling aspect of risk. Instead of net sellers, central banks have turned into net buyers of gold, steadily purchasing more than 400 tons a year. Most European central banks own relatively more gold than their Asian peers. Thus, some European governments haven't bought additional metal, but have instead reassessed their gold policy. In 2013, the German central bank was the first to announce it would repatriate gold from the Bank of France and the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. Eventually, it would have 50% of its gold stored in Germany. The other half would be left in New York and London. According to the German Central Bank, their gold policy serves three objectives: cost efficiency, security, and liquidity. Smart move. We're seeing now, we understand, if you pay attention, folks, that France is repatriating gold. Not currencies, not bonds, nothing on paper. They're bringing the hard assets back into France where they control it. Melly's been telling you all the same thing for years on the radio. Repatriate some gold back to yourself, some real hard assets, and get out of paper. Believe me, the paper is going to go to nothing, and the dollar is dropping like a rock every day. If you don't believe me, check the price of hamburger and look and see what's being said. Prepare yourself, folks, as best you can, as quickly as you can. Any comments on Melly?
No, and I know people are beginning to feel uncomfortable with their 401s and their you know, the retirement accounts and so forth. And I know many, many people who they still have that, you know, they saw the Dow go to 6,000 and now we're here at this level, and they'll always think that it's going to come back, and they feel that there's no place else to put their money, and they've been able to live a decent retirement on these funds. But that's going to change, and it's going to change dramatically. And it's Butch, people just need to start doing some research. Everybody talks about inflation. Everybody talks about the reset. Everybody talks about it, but they don't make any changes.
Well, and I don't make anything clearer than that. I mean, all they have to do is, even though they're, just take a look at the paper they have right now in the bank. Just take a look what they have in retirement funds. How hard is it being hit now because of inflation?
Yeah.
What are the returns on that money, our paperwork? Are they getting enough interest on that to make up the difference now? Of course not. They're not going to. It's only going to get worse. So now's the time to shift to folks before it gets worth less than what it is right now. Gold's about ready to hit another record. And then you say, what's the biggie? It's a huge biggie. Gold back in 1971 was 35 cents an ounce. If we had the money and we'd known it, could have bought up a few hundred ounces, we'd be wealthy today.
Yeah, sure would be. 1-800-375-4188. Give us a call. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, be safe. Good night and God bless.
I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.